really treat you right, that you should move right in. Don't wait another day. Well, now that I thought it over, there's one more thing I gotta say. That was the one talking. That was the one.
Thing I remember, I was sipping Ricky Rose. I was talking about loving you, baby, from your head down to your toes. I'm afraid to say I made the wrong impression. Let me set the story straight and make a small confession. There was a wine talking. There was a wine talking. There was a wine talking, baby. That was me. That's when I take a tumble.
You can drink gin all night or champagne with its bubbles, but when you switch to grape, that's when you get in trouble.
That's the Cashbox Kings on their new CD on Alligator Records, Hail to the Kings, with their special guest, Shamika Copeland, singing on this track.
Wasn't my intention, but there were some other things that I forgot to mention, like three little boys at home who never give me peace, and they look just like their daddy, who's the chief of police.
Now there's a couple things you need to know about my life. I've been married 7 times, now I got a jealous wife. If she finds out we got down last night, you can be damn sure there's gonna be a fight. That's me, baby. Some vintage Oscar Wilson.
Uh-huh.
What year was you born, honey?
1979.
Mmm, that was a good year for beautiful women.
You sound like a connoisseur.
Yes, indeed. You might say that. You are full-bodied yet delicate and refined, and with just a hint of bodaciousness.
Is that good?
Oh, girl, I'll drink you right up.
There was a wine talking. There was a wine talking. There was a wine talking. Baby, that wasn't me. There was a wine talking.
Oh, honey, no, I wasn't.
There was a wine talking.
Well, it could have been.
There was a wine talking. Baby, that wasn't me.
Well, good evening. It's Sunday night. It's 4.5 minutes past 8 o'clock, and that means it's time for 3 hours of blues and soul music from the Juke Joint. My name is Robert Barclay. This Wednesday, in Memphis, Tennessee, the Blues Foundation will induct the newest members of the Blues Hall of Fame, Pee Wee Creighton, Mo Ash, Booker T and the MGs, Aretha Franklin, Count Basie, and Ida Cox. They will also induct some blues classic tunes in the classic blues category. Songs by Muddy Waters, Ray Charles, B.B. King, Bessie Smith, and Elmore James. I will be playing them this evening. A moment ago, we heard from the Cashbox Kings with a new CD from Alligator Records, and in a few minutes, we're going to hear another new CD from Alligator from 20-year-old guitarist Kingfish. Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram. We'll hear that shortly. But first, let's return to the Cashbox Kings. Oscar Wilson is on the vocals, Joe Nosek is on the harp, and here they are on a tune titled "Ain't No Fun When the Rabbit Got the Gun." Cashbox Kings from their new CD titled Hail to the Kings. That was a tune titled Ain't No Fun When the Rabbit Got the Gun. And we launched the broadcast tonight with Shamika Copeland and Oscar Wilson with the Cashbox Kings on That Was the Wine Talking. Now I'm going to debut a new CD from young Chris Stone Kingfish Ingram. How young is he? He's 20, and he's got several prominent admirers of his work. Buddy Guy is a big fan of Kingfish, as is Keb Moe. And both Keb Moe and Buddy Guy appear on the new CD from Chris Stone Kingfish Ingram. And he is from Clarksdale, Mississippi, pretty much the land where the blues was born, you might say. And we're going to turn to his debut release on Alligator Records. It's simply titled Kingfish. And if you were lucky enough to be at the St. Louis, Michigan Blues Festival a couple of summers ago, you had the opportunity to see Kingfish before he had a recording deal. Now he does. Here is a tune titled, It Ain't Right.
Baby, you purr like a kitty cat. Now I feel them claws scratching down my back. It ain't right. There ain't no way to act. I said, you should be ashamed treating me like that. You gotta chill. I said I'd never leave you, but sometimes I think I will. It ain't right. There ain't no way to act. I said you should be ashamed treating me like that. rest assured as the birds fly in the sky. I'll love you to the day I die. And just as sure as the fish swim in the sea, you'll never find another man like me. If you love me, please say that you do. If you love me, honey, say that you do. If you love me, please say that you do. If you don't, I'm through with you. If you love me, if you love me, please say you do. If you don't, I'm through with you. If you love me, yeah.
That was young Christone Kingfish Ingram on his debut release on Alligator Records, simply titled Kingfish. And Billy Branch was blowing harp on that tune. And all of the songs, how many are there? There are 12 tracks on this new CD. All of them were either written or co-written by Christone Kingfish Ingram, and many of them co-written with his drummer, Tom Hambridge, who has worked for many years on Buddy Guy's Grammy-winning releases. Tom Hambridge is one busy guy, and he produced this album for Kingfish. And we just heard a tune titled If You Love Me, and we opened up with It Ain't Right. Congratulations to several thousand of the newest alumni of Central Michigan University. On Friday, 2 days ago, the doctoral commencement took place. Yesterday, there were three undergraduate and master's degree ceremonies taking place, and today was the med school's graduation. So, several thousand new alumni of Central Michigan University. Congratulations to each and every one of you. Robert Barclay here at the Juke Joint, and tonight I am recognizing the newest inductees into the Blues Hall of Fame in Memphis, Tennessee. They aren't officially inducted yet. That comes this Wednesday evening. This is a dress-up affair. I've never been to it, but you know, like the tickets are like $125 per ticket, but you get a meal out of it and you get to enjoy the recognition of the artist being inducted into the Hall of Fame. So this is not, you know, $5.98. This is a first-class event. Like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'm sure it is several thousand dollars to get a ticket to sit down and have a meal in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Just for comparison's sake, who am I going to celebrate right now? A woman who has been known for decades as the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. We lost her last August 16th, 2018. But she started singing in the church. Her father was from the Mississippi Delta, but Aretha was born in Memphis, Tennessee. And her father, Reverend C.L. Franklin, later moved the family from Memphis to Buffalo, New York, and then finally to Detroit, where he rose to fame with sermons at the New Bethel Baptist Church. And Aretha sang in the choir, and she was a star as a teenager. And along with her sisters, Carolyn and Irma, who recorded with her as well. though we know her as the Queen of Soul, before that, she was singing blues and jazz tunes, and that is the reason she's being recognized by the Blues Hall of Fame. Let's go back to 1960. This is when she worked with John Hammond at the Columbia label, and in this band, it's a quintet. Bill Lee is on bass. Now, that is Spike Lee's father, jazz bassist Bill Lee. Here's Aretha on a pair of tunes, and we're going to open up with Today I Sing the Blues.
Without a word of warning, blues walked in this morning and circled around my lonely room. I didn't know why I had that sad and lonely feeling until my baby called and said we're through. Yesterday, this time I sang a love song, but today I'm singing the blues. It strikes me kind of funny how love can be this way. We were lovers last night, honey, but I'm alone again today. And it strikes me kind of funny how fate can be unfair. I come out. Must be written for me that I should be the one to always lose. For yesterday, yesterday, this time I'll sing a love song.
Twist over the I'm gonna
Well, giving you a glimpse into what Aretha was about to take place in her career from 1964, when she was still doing blues and jazz, she was slipping in some soul. And that was a tune titled Soulville, 1964, recording for Columbia Records, and John Hammond was guiding her in the studio. In front of that, we heard her singing a tune titled Today I Sing the Blues. A couple of years later, she was signed by those geniuses at Atlantic Records, Ahmet Ertegun and Jerry Wexler, and they knew what they wanted to do with Aretha Franklin, and they did it. She had some huge hits for the Atlantic label, and you know them. You know those tunes. In fact, when Aretha passed last August, I played four tracks apiece by Aretha every show from the late August through September, October, November, and December to recognize her passing and to tip my cap to what a great career and wonderful music she's left us with. Aretha Franklin, be inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame Wednesday evening. I'll get back to some more from Aretha a little later in the show. The next artist I want to let you know about being inducted was given the name Connie Curtis Creighton in December of 1914, born near Rockdale, just east of Austin, Texas. His name, better known as Pee Wee Creighton. He started out playing the trumpet, then the ukulele, and then the banjo. But eventually, he moved to Los Angeles, where he found work as a janitor and as a chauffeur, and then headed to the Navy shipyard in Vallejo during World War II. And he became part of the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area blues scene. And he learned a whole lot from his mentor, Aaron T-Bone Walker. Pee Wee Creighton, right after the war, actually 1948, became one of the brightest stars on the West Coast when his 1948 recording, Blues After Hours, reached number one on the Billboard magazine's R&B charts. So let's turn to a pair of tunes. Both of them are instrumentals, and they show off his guitar chops. Let's begin with his number one R&B hit from 1948, Blues After Hours.
Thank you.
And that was Pee Wee Creighton on guitar on a tune that went to number 5 on the R&B charts in 1948, a tune titled The Texas Hop. And in front of that, we heard him on his number 1 R&B hit, Blues After Hours, which was his guitar version of a song composed by pianist Avery Parrish. Avery Parrish's version was simply called After Hours, and Pee Wee named his Blues After Hours. I am featuring the upcoming inductees into the Blues Hall of Fame down in Memphis, Tennessee. The ceremony, the dinner, takes place this Wednesday evening in the city of Memphis. And the Blues Hall of Fame has existed on paper since 1980. The Blues Foundation Board of Directors have been nominating and honoring the artists for 25 years before there was even a Blues Hall of Fame in existence. In 2015, the funding was finally there, and it opened its doors in 2015. So you can go to the Blues Hall of Fame to see and learn all about the blues, and it's wonderful. I'm a dues-paying member of the Blues Hall of Fame, and or of the Blues Foundation, I should say, and I look forward to going down and getting a chance to check out what the exhibits are all about. The next artist I'm going to play some music by will be inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame this Wednesday evening, Booker T. and the MGs. Now, the original group consisted of Booker T. Jones on the organ, Steve Cropper on guitar, Louis Steinberg on bass, and Al Jackson Jr. on drums. Donald Duck Dunn took over on bass in 1965, and they became the MGs, which was in salute to the British sports car. But when the British sports car company MG did not approve of it, Stack said, "Oh, we're not saluting your car." MG means Memphis Group. And one of the cool things about Booker T and the MGs, they were an integrated band, which especially in the Deep South was really quite something. It was something different, and two races traveling the highways and the back roads of the Deep South raised a lot of eyebrows among the police, who were often hassling them. Up in Chicago, the Paul Butterfield Blues Band was also doing the same thing, but traveling mainly on their turf. The Paul Butterfield Blues Band was also an integrated band. Now, B.B. King's band of the 1950s was all African American. So was Howlin' Wolf's. So was Muddy Waters. Muddy in the 1960s began to integrate his band a little bit with a couple of very fine guitarists and harp players. But anyway, let's focus on Booker T and the MGs. They began recording in the late 1950s for the Stax and Volt labels, and in a little while we're going to hear them as the backing bands to a series of great singers. But first, let's turn to some of their popular instrumentals. Let me tell you just a little bit more about them. Steve Cropper, the guitarist, was born on a farm near Dora, Missouri in 1941 and moved to Memphis when he was 10. The drummer, Al Jackson, was the son of a Memphis bandleader. He was the oldest member of the band, born in 1935, followed by Louis Steinberg, who came along, and he came from a prominent family, and he was born in 1939. Duck Dunn, a longtime friend of guitarist Steve Cropper, was born in 1941, and Booker T. Jones, the multi-instrumental wizard, keyboardist, organ, piano, he was still in high school when the MGs started, and he was born in 1944. So, let's turn to their instrumental success that came out under their name, and this is by far their biggest hit. It reached number 1 on the R&B charts and stayed at number 1 for 4 weeks in 1962, and it crossed over to the pop charts and reached number 3 on the pop charts. Of course, Green Onions. That was Booker T and the MGs on a tune titled The Bootleg. And that was a top 10 R&B hit for them in the spring of 1965. A moment ago, we heard them on their most famous tune, Green Onions. And we'll hear from Booker T and the MGs during the 9 o'clock hour, including some recordings where they were the studio band. They were pretty much the house band at the Stax and Volt labels in Memphis, Tennessee during the late 1950s through the 1960s and into the 1970s. The next artist that I want to note who will be inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame next Wednesday evening in Memphis, Tennessee, was born in Red Bank, New Jersey. His name, William James Basie. Born in Red Bank, New Jersey in 1904, he learned piano from his mother, and his early professional experiences came in Harlem and on the road, accompanying singers on the vaudeville circuit. While he was on tour, Count Basie was stopped in Kansas City in 1927, and he ended up working with Walter Page's Blue Devils and Benny Moten's orchestra. It was during the 1930s that he was performing at the Reno Club on 12th Street in Kansas City. They had a new experimental high-fidelity AM radio station there, and they broadcast live. And producer and critic John Hammond, I mentioned his name earlier, connecting to Aretha Franklin, John Hammond got to hear that live recording, and he went to Kansas City to see Basie at the Reno Club in 1936 and said, man, we got to get you into the recording studio. He worked with some great musicians in his bands, including Lester Young, Herschel Evans, Buck Clayton, Harry Sweets Edison, Walter Page, and Joe Jones, among others, and his longtime vocalist was Jimmy Rushing. So let's turn to a couple of tunes from Count Basie, who will be inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame this Wednesday evening. Let's go back to 1937, and he's got Jimmy Rushing on vocals, and Count Basie is leading the band on piano. And we're going to open up with Good Morning Blues.
Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do? Good morning, blues. Blues, how do you do? Babe, I feel all right, but I come to worry you. Babe, it's Christmas time. I wanna see Santa Claus. Babe, it's Christmas time, and I wanna see Santa Claus. Don't show me my pretty baby, I'll break all of the laws. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, listen to my Claus, listen to my plea. Don't send me nothing for Christmas, but my baby back to me. You're gonna long for me, baby, one of these old rainy days. That's all right, baby, baby, that's all right for you. That's all right, baby, baby, that's all right for you. Not just hop into you, baby, that's the way you do. She got ways like a devil, she's shaped like a frog. Started loving me, I holler, who got dog? Cause I love my baby better than I do myself. Come to find out, baby was loving somebody else. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
That was Count Basie at the piano with Jimmy Rushing on the vocals on a tune titled Boogie Woogie. I may be wrong, but I won't be wrong always. And in front of that, we heard Jimmy Rushing with Count Basie leading the band on piano, and we heard Good Morning Blues, both of those from 1937 and recording for the Decca record label. Taking us to the top of the hour, we're going to turn to another of the Blues Hall of Famers who will be inducted Wednesday evening in Memphis, Tennessee. Her birth name was Ida M. Prather, born in Cedartown, Georgia. Not clear what year she was born. It could have been 1888, 1894, or 1896, depending on which source is cited as her birth certificate. She was born in Toccoa, Georgia. She became known as Ida Cox and eventually as the uncrowned queen of the blues. Now, the 1920s was the heyday where women were the big blues stars. People like Bessie Smith, Ma Rainey, and Clara Smith, wearing fine gowns, singing with clarity and conviction and poise, and always sharply dressed and at the top of the bill. Opening acts were typically artists that they wanted to give more exposure to, a younger artist. Sometimes they bring out a juggler next. Sometimes they bring out a comedian. It was kind of like the Ed Sullivan Show. And then the headliner, be it Bessie Smith, Ma Rainey, Clara Smith, or Ida Cox. Now Ida Cox will be inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. Now, she died in 1967. Well, let's turn to a couple of tunes. Actually, I'm going to turn to one tune before the station ID and one tune after the station ID. Here is Ida Cox with Jesse Crump on piano, and he would become her husband. Ida Cox singing Give Me a Break Blues.
Give me a break.
That was Ida Cox on a tune titled Give Me a Break Blues with her husband at the time, Jesse Crump, on the piano. When I come back after the station ID and some other messages, we're going to hear another tune from Ida Cox. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to hear Booker T and the MGs as the house band recording for a variety of people like Albert King, Sam and Dave, and numerous others. Wilson Pickett's another one that they worked with. We're going to hear from them. And we're also going to hear some classic songs that got inducted under the title Classic Songs of the Blues. So you be sure to stay near the radio.